Thank you, Roger, for offering that reading. Now, let us pray. Transforming God, as we reflect on your word, open us up to the power of your Spirit. Let its creative energy move in and through us as we imagine what might be beyond what is. Remind us that hope, just like light, is a powerful force. Where a spark of light scatters darkness, a glimmer of hope chases away despair. Guide us, we pray, through the words of Job and through our lives as we move from pain to relief and into new life in you. This we ask in the strong name of our companion on the way, Jesus Christ. Amen. So sometimes things don't work out the way that you might expect. We do something expecting one result only to get something different, disappointing even. Since the start of this pandemic, first with Reverend Michelle and then on my own, we endeavored to offer a live stream of worship to bring some sense of shared time and familiarity to a time that has been disruptive and unnerving. While we've had some good experiences, there have been more hiccups, stumbles, and flat-out nosedives. So moving forward, we will record our services ahead of time to be made available on YouTube on Sunday. But I'll still be here at 10:30 on Sunday, streaming the worship through Zoom and to share in conversation with those who come. In a way, it's been serendipitous that we've been walking through the book of Job as I have struggled and cried into the sanctuary, cried out to God, why won't this work? Why me? I've had Job to guide me through it. And as a reminder that if technical glitches are the worst of my problems, things are not so bad. And so we find ourselves at the end of our three-week journey through Job. Though for him, not as much time has passed. Last week, for us, Job's friends arrived. And since then, it has been a back and forth between them and Job, talking about sin, about redemption and repentance. Job mourned. Job prayed. And now we find him in a state that we haven't seen him in and might not have expected him to be in. He is imagining with hope, not just life after his struggles, but life after death. And in that wondering and wandering of his mind, he latches on to a very real world analogy for life and life after death, a tree. Even a tree, he notes, when it is cut, brought low, as he surely feels right now, has the hope of life within it, that it may sprout again. And there is a transformation that takes place in the sprouting of new life. The tree is no longer tall and strong, but small and fragile, young instead of old. What was is gone, but not entirely gone. Because part of what was lives on in the new tree. Here he sees a resurrection of sorts in the natural world. If something like a tree has the hope of a kind of new life, then why not humans? But this moment of hope is short-lived because the analogy of the tree doesn't work, and Job sees that it doesn't work. Because while a tree is brought low and may sprout again, a human being who dies does not follow the same path in the physical world. When a person leaves this world, where are they? He asks. When the tree analogy falls short, he grasps again at the real world, seeking an example that he can see and feel. And he turns to a force in nature that can seem eternal itself. Water. Here he reflects on the fact that rivers and lakes dry up, never to be again. likening this disappearance of the bodies of water to the life of human beings. That they come into the world for a time, they leave their mark, and are gone. But we aren't like trees, and we aren't like water. Grasping at the natural world for something analogous to the soul will leave us frustrated, just as it did Job, to the point where he cries out that question at the heart of his musings, a question that many of us ask in the course of our lives. If a man dies, he asks, shall he live again? More than living again, though, Job hopes for a different kind of restoration, a restoration to his relationship with God. You would call, he says, and I would answer you. Job yearns for God's embrace. Because even in the midst of his inability to understand what is happening to him or why, his love for God is so deep that even in his pain, he longed for that communion, longed for that unity with God, that embrace. The pain and grief that he felt masked the sense of God's presence and love in his life, and Job longed for a restoration to his relationship with God, to a time when communication with God was free and clear, that when God would call upon Job, Job would answer. Job yearned for this, yes, but more than longing for it, he had hope that a restoration would take place. We are so much like Job in this. Like our other relationships in our lives, our relationship with God has its ups and its downs. There are times when we feel so close to God that we can feel God's hand guiding us. And there are other times when God appears to be silent or distant, such that even our breath seems hard to catch. Thankfully, the Holy Spirit is at work in our lives, reminding us of God's love, renewing our trust, and restoring our relationship again, reminding us that there will be a time when God will call and we will answer. Job finishes today's passage with a bold proclamation of faith. Despite all of his suffering that he has endured, that he feels is at God's hand, a wrathful God described by him and his friends, he exclaims, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that at the last he will stand upon the earth, and after my skin has been thus destroyed, then in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see on my side, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. Here he is saying that at the end of his life, when everything else is destroyed and he stands, he will see that God is at his side and has been at his side this whole time. As Christians, we want to jump in and line everything up that he is saying like it's an epiphany about the coming Christ. But more likely, Job is still just talking about that unique and personal relationship that he had with God. He, in his hope and faith, is able to see that wrathful God that he thought was opposed to him. He can see the redemptive God standing next to him. And he sees them as one in the same. Indeed, he sees the redemptive nature of God as the more significant nature. Still, Job's revelation about God's redemptive power speaks to us, because in his darkest hour, he knew he had a companion in God. We should be encouraged by that. Job didn't know of the coming inbreaking of God into our world in the man of Jesus Christ. And he still had hope. We live and walk, worship and pray in the wake of God's incarnate love. We tell stories of Christ's compassion and wisdom and grace. Christ's life is a map for hope when we feel lost, alone, and overwhelmed. And we know not only that our Redeemer lived, but also that death could not keep him from seeking us out and holding us in the midst of our brokenness, that he lives and continues to reach out for us. There is no darkness in our life that Christ's light cannot scatter, no struggle that we face that Christ's companionship cannot support us through. And so as we come to the end of our journey through the book of Job, let us carry with us Job's persistent search for God with us. So often in our lives, we rush to get from one thing to another, rush to get to the destination of our journey. Even now, in the midst of this pandemic, we just want to be on the other side of it, to get to the end of it. But it is on the way from where we were to where we think we're meant to be that we encounter the divine, where we meet Christ on the road. It is on the way that we experience God's creation. And in that exploration, like Job, we might not find the holy in its full and perfect form, but we will find sparks of the divine in the tree, in the forests, in the animals, in the waters that rush, bubble, and flow, and we will see that spark of the divine in one another. Because we cannot experience God without engaging with creation on the way from one thing to another. And it is on the way that we live. Between beginnings and endings, we discover our faith and our world together. So let us join with one another on the way. Let us remember that as we make our way through this world, we do so with the love of God surrounding us, with Christ at our side, and with the power of the Holy Spirit at our backs, like wind to send us to where God is calling us. Amen.